Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention, talking with Alex Richardson from the Meade County, Kentucky FFA chapter, one of this year's Star Farmer finalists at the 85th National FFA Convention. And Alex, let's talk a little bit about the enterprise that led you to become a Star Farmer finalist. What was it that was really that you were really involved with in high school?
I grew up on a family farm, and all through high school, I knew that I wanted to be a part of it and start my own diversified farming operation. So I started out with 15 acres of alfalfa and about 5 cows, and now I have over 600 acres of row crops and a 60-head cow herd.
So what was it that really helped you grow that scope of your crops and your cow herd?
I think the leadership that my advisors and my parents showed me was something that they kind of set the standard that I wanted to live up to for myself.
And what about the actual application end of it? I mean, what was it? Was there, how did you handle that financially then?
It was hard. I actually got started with an FSA youth loan, which was for $5,000, and I quickly outgrew that and had bigger needs for more financing. And so I was able to get involved with the FSA Young Farmer Loans, and they actually do the bulk of the financing for my operation. And then that led to building up a credit history, so now I'm able to get financing from local banks or institutions like that.
And Alex, kind of a two-part question here. Just kind of wondering where you're at in the educational journey and how you think, that's going to help you career-wise, you know, a combination of your SAE enterprise as well as your education.
I'm a senior at Western Kentucky University. I'll be graduating this year. I'm majoring in general agriculture with double minors in business administration and finance. And all of the areas that I've taken, I feel are going to be very beneficial with finance and business administration. To be a farmer in this day and age, you certainly have to be a businessman also. So I've learned a lot about accounting and financial statements and things that I'm going to need to know for the business side of my farm from now on. And then, of course, in agriculture, I've taken classes that are directly beneficial to me. I've taken a lot of ag marketing classes and risk management classes to really help me with the marketing side of my operation.
And, you know, you kind of seem to insinuate that you do plan on going back to the family farm. So what are some goals that you have for the operation once you return?
When I get back home, I want to eventually be in a position that I'll be able to buy out my parents' operation. My family's farm has been in the family for 203 years, and I want to keep it that way. So that's the ultimate goal that I have.
Sorry, I had a little lump in my throat, and I can edit that out later. So, all right, Alex, let's switch gears here a little bit and talk about your involvement within the FFA. What was it that really got you started, and kind of what's been the highlights of your FFA career as you grew older?
I always knew that I wanted to be in FFA. I'd seen my mom and dad's blue corduroy jackets back in the back of the closet, and I just kind of always had this idea that that's what I want to do. And there have been a lot of highlights along the way. I've had a great experience. Back in 2009, I was named the Kentucky State Star Farmer, and actually my father and I are the only two father and son to be named Star Farmer in Kentucky ever, so it was kind of cool.
So was that experience as the Kentucky Star Farmer really what drove you to want to become the National Star Farmer?
I think I always wanted to come to this level. Even if I had not won State Star Farmer or hadn't done that, I always wanted to be at this level.
That's Alex Richardson from the Meade County, Kentucky FFA chapter, one of this year's Star Farmer finalists. The winner of the Star Farmer competition will be named Saturday morning at the 9th General Session of the 85th National FFA Convention.